feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Sagar Murli. 14th April 2021. Today's 7th part. Gyan first, love second. Just as God is the perfect form of knowledge, in the same way, He is also the perfect form of love. Both qualities are merged in God. But first is knowledge, gyan, and second is love. If someone becomes an embodiment of love without first becoming an embodiment of knowledge, the love takes that one into an impure account, ashuddha khata. So merge love and first of all become an embodiment of knowledge. Conquer the Maya that comes in various forms and then become an embodiment of love. If you become loving without using knowledge, it is possible that you will get sidetracked. For instance, Baba has given a very beautiful example to explain this. First gyan, then love. If there is no gyan and you get merged into, you get involved into love or becoming an embodiment of love, Maya can enter. This can become a hindrance in the spiritual path. Or you can get sidetracked. So which example Baba is giving? If someone goes into dhyan, trance, without being an embodiment of gyan, knowledge, then they sometimes get trapped in Maya. So which example Baba has given? Gyan and dhyana, knowledge and trance. Trance itself can become a trap. This is why Baba says, O children, this trance is also cotton chain. However, when you first become an embodiment of knowledge and then go into trance, then there would be great enjoyment. So first is knowledge, then is trance. The stage of being full of knowledge, jnanishta, is more elevated than the stage of being in trance, dhyanishta. So one is Gyan, another is Dhyan. love. That is why, children, you first have to become an embodiment of knowledge. And then let that love emerge. Love without knowledge. In this effort making life brings obstacles. So knowledge is more important than love. Why? Gyan is more important than love. Or rather, Gyan is more important than anything else. There should be an eternal quest, thirst for new knowledge, new understanding, new paradigm, new realm, new secrets. And it is not that knowledge just comes from books. Knowledge is also common sense. For example, there was a woman, she brought a tin. She brought a box of tin full of fruits. But she found it very difficult to open the tin box. It was very tightly packed. So she rushed to her kitchen, opened the book, and she was trying to find out how to open this box of fruits. By the time she came, the servant who was there, he already opened it, who was illiterate. So she asked, how did you do it? So he said, when you can't read book, he's illiterate. When you can't read books, you have to use your brain, mind. That's what I did. That's why gardeners, laborers, artists who are illiterate, they look more intelligent. Because when you can't read books, you have to rely on your mind, intelligence. And the intelligence becomes sharpened. The mind becomes sharp. So Gyan is above everything. We must understand what happens when Gyan disappears and only love remains between two persons. So love, sense means without Gyan, first attachment. Between two persons, if Gyan disappears, only love remains. What will happen? A strong attachment will be created. We are talking about Brahmin family. Forget the outside world now for some time. Only in this family, if the two persons are in love and the Gyan is not there, correct Gyan, Samyak Gyan, knowledge, right knowledge. So what will happen? A strong attachment will be created in between. Because they like each other's nature. They love each other. They are fond of each other's company. So, a strong attachment. Second, body consciousness will come gradually. There will be more and more contacts, sharings, phone calls, video calls, then attachment to each other's body, passion, urges, desire for sensuality, sensual pleasures, because Gyan has disappeared. Only love has remained. In fact, love is a very higher word. Cannot be used here, but still we are using. Rather than love, this has become lust now. In fact, any love without Gyan is lust only. Love has nothing to do with body. Lust has nothing to do with love. Lust has to do only with body. And love is above lust. Only when lust is gone, love is born. There is no love when there is lust. So, strong body consciousness will come between two persons. Male and female, male and male, female and female. It hardly matters. Third thing, confusion. When the two persons love each other and there is no gyan, there will be confusion and conflict in relationships. Often misunderstandings. Because gyan is not there. Only love is there. So there would be every now and then some or other fights as a result of misunderstanding. Every attempt to resolve the misunderstanding would result in further misunderstanding. Every attempt to sit together and try to resolve the conflict would result in further conflicts. So, eternal confusion in the relationships, because gyan is not there. Only love is there. Then fourth is disturbance. This was confusion. This is disturbance. Too much disturbs relationships. On one side there is love, but it is a very disturbed stage of the mind. Both persons would remain disturbed. Because deeper understanding of gyan is gone. Only love has remained for the namesake. In fact, it is passion. Animal passion. So, every now and then, there would be disturbances. Fifth, ego conflicts. When gyan is gone and only love remains, what happens? Ego conflicts. And this ego may take so many different forms. But the underlying cause of the conflict would remain ego. But ego operates at the level of head. Lust is much deeper. It operates at the level of subconscious mind. So even though there is a conflict between these two people who are in love, yet they can't live without each other. Because each one satisfies each one's sensual desire. So on the surface there are ego conflicts. Yet, every conflict of ego would further strengthen their sensual desire. Or sensual fulfillment, desire to fulfill. Desire for fulfillment. So, there would be ego conflicts. So Baba says, first what? Gyan. Then love. If there is a love first and gyan second, all these things will start. Between two persons in the Brahmin family. We are right now focusing only on the Brahmin family and specially the relationship between male and female. It's very, very subtle. But all these things will happen. So first is knowledge and then is love. The next, fear. There would be fear in the relationship always. Fear of losing the other person. Fear of being deceived. Fear of jealousy between two persons. Whenever there is a love but no gyan. So in such a relationship, somewhere fear will be existing. And this fear would be an unconscious fear. If there are two persons and if third comes in between and one of them gets attracted to the third, this one would become jealous and insecure. If something happens to this one, any disease, any illness, any sickness, the result would be on the other person. Anxiety, fear of losing. if another person is hurt, out of the two, one is disturbed because of third one, the other would also become disturbed. So there would be constant fear in this relationship when there is love and no gyan. Gyan doesn't mean that. In fact, we are talking of those two persons who both are in gyan. Then last, seventh, getting upset. Rutna, rusna. This would be a very common phenomenon. Getting wilted, upset, and wanting others to come after them and try to win them over, and then reconciliation and so on. So, this is a very tough situation. That's why Baba is saying, love is not first, gyan is first. And what example he has given? Trance. Any trance without gyan is dangerous. So become gyanishta, not dhyanishta. Become the embodiment of gyan, not the embodiment of trance. Because trance is a very dangerous thing. Because once you start going in trance, probably one can become egoistic. Second, they would be falling followers, you will have fan following you. And then a new sect would be created. And new ego will arise in the heart. Baba is coming and Mumbai is coming. Nowadays many Babas are coming here and there. Duplicate Babas. And they say that Baba is coming in the third or fourth chariot. Because it was his own promise that the part of vision, drishti, was remaining. So, to complete that part, Baba has adopted, taken the third or the fourth or maybe fifth chariot. This itself is trap of Maya. It's not that nobody is coming. Definitely somebody is coming in those bodies. Definitely. Some soul is coming. It's not that the same person is speaking with different voice. Definitely some soul is coming. But it's not God. Some jnani soul only who has left body in the past, in the same yajna. Probably some such soul. So these all things are trap, deception. And those people who are very new would get very much impressed. Not just impressed, they will have divine experiences also. Not just divine experiences, they will share those experiences with others and invite others to come to them. And they would even surrender to the new Babas. So, they were not satisfied with meeting Baba, who used to come on the stage and they used to sit far away. Now they are satisfied because Baba is very near to them and they are having great experiences. They are having close meeting in the closet, but something is missing and they are sidetracked. So this is example Baba has given. So we discuss seven things. First, whenever there is a love and no gyan. So love without gyan leads to, first, a deep attachment between two persons, a very strong attachment, very strong bond, deeper than the bond with God. Second, body consciousness, body conscious chats, body conscious talking, body conscious imagination, fantasies, body conscious sharing, chit-chatting, gifts, exchange, calls. So all those things will start, ultimately ending into sensual urges and passion. See, confusion in the relationship. So whenever there is a love without gyan, there would be on and off confusion, intermittent confusion in the relationships. Fourth, disturbance. Lot of disturbance would happen. Some or other reason. Some unknown disturbances. And there would be deep dissatisfaction within. Though on the surface they might try to show that we are working together, serving together, doing seva together. And everything appears so lovely, beautiful on the surface. But inside, there is a deep attachment, deep bond. And knowledge says, be nashta moha, be destroyer of attachment. So any attachment to any human being would lead to disturbance. That's why sannyasi has to be alone. No longing for somebody's presence, to be with somebody, to work with a particular person, to work under a particular person whom you love, like, or you are influenced. This all is Maya. Fifth is ego. Ego conflict would be there. But as I said, ego is in the head. Sensual desires are in the soul, in the heart. So there would be ego conflict, but yet they cannot leave each other. They would remain bound in spite of the conflicts. Then sixth, fear. Fear of losing each other. Fear of somebody entering into their relationship. Fear of insecurity. Lot of insecurity, lot of fear, lot of anxieties would be there. And then seventh, last, getting upset again and again for small reasons. This relationship would be very fragile, very sensitive, very vulnerable relationship. And when I'm saying knowledge but without gyan, gyan means what? You have to become complete embodiment of gyan. Bodh. Bodh means gyan. Bodhi means to realize. Sambodhi means perfect realization. Buddha achieved Sambodhi. It was not just Bodhi. Bodh, Bodhi, Sambodhi, Samyak Sambodhi, Sambuddha Sambodhi, and Bodhisattva. The similar words. They all mean awakening. Perfect awakening. Perfect enlightenment. So in the stage of perfect enlightenment, you no more remain influenced by anybody. You remain aloof, alone, detached, absolutely. In next Sunday's Murli Baba has talked about karmatit means no vashibhut. You are not under influence of anybody. No parvash. You cannot become impressed by anybody. You do all actions, but actions do not touch you. No bondage of actions. Karma and bandhan is not there. Karma is there, but not bandhan. That is stage of being karmatit. Very, very tough Murli next Sundays. Very, very difficult to understand. Keep on reading, but you can't understand. Especially the second paragraph is extremely tough. That's why. So, let first gyan and then love. If you love somebody and gyan is not there, you are trapped. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Just as God is the perfect form of knowledge, in the same way, He is also the perfect form of love. Both qualities are merged in God, but first is knowledge and second is love. If someone becomes an embodiment of love without first becoming an embodiment of knowledge, that love takes that one into an impure account. So, merge love and first of all, become an embodiment of knowledge. Conquer the Maya that comes in various forms, and then become an embodiment of love. If you become loving without using knowledge, it is possible that you will get sidetracked. For instance, if someone goes into trance without being an embodiment of knowledge, then they sometimes get trapped in Maya. This is why Baba says, O children, This trance is also a cotton chain. However, when you first become an embodiment of knowledge and then go into trance, there will be great enjoyment. So first is knowledge and then trance. The stage of being full of knowledge is more elevated than the stage of being in trance. This is why, children, you first have to become embodiments of knowledge and then let the love emerge. Love without knowledge, in this effort making, life brings obstacles. Sakar Murli, 14 April 2021. Om Shanti.